everybody, I hope you're having a wonderful day, because I know that I am. Today, on another episode of Griffin Analyzes Writing Pieces for His English Teachers, we are going to be looking at The Handmaid's Tale. This is the book that I'm currently reading in English class. Alright, so in this excerpt, there is a lot of talking going on in a club. The talking is mainly between Offred and another man. They talk about how it used to be in the old times at these clubs. And she is very surprised by all the stuff that is happening around her. She's never seen anything like this. Even in the time before Gilead, she was never the type of person to be found at a club. There are many things that he talks about, and one of the things are clothes. Because Offred has gotten so used to wearing the same clothes every day, and I think that it takes away the personality of wearing clothing. If you wear the same thing day in, day out, you begin to lose your creativity and fade into that person that the clothes have made you be. So when she sees all these women wearing different clothing, it surprises her, and she doesn't really know how to react. She's very curious about everything that's going on, and she wonders where all these women are from and who they are. The man says that some of them are pros from the time before, but some of them are just normal women who would prefer it to the alternatives. He suggests that maybe Offred would prefer it herself. She pretends to consider it, but knows that it's not for her. She never liked that kind of stuff, even before Gilead. But she stays interested because change is still change. She wants to get out of her box and see the different sides of life. Throughout their conversation, clothes are very talked about. And another thing that he always talks about is that nature demands variety. Now, this was very interesting for Offred to hear, because she has to wear the same clothes every day. So she realizes that now, instead of changing clothes, men now change women. In the old days, he was saying that women would buy so many different clothings to trick men into thinking that they were several different women, a new one each day. She's almost astounded by this, because she's gotten so used to not changing her clothes. I think that she feels a little bit of offense. She says, "So now that we don't have different clothes, you merely have different women." He's not happy with his response. She wants to help him to understand that this is not their choice, but they're not doing it for him. It's being done to them. Throughout their conversation, clothes are very talked about. And another thing that he always talks about is that nature demands variety. Now, this was very interesting for Alfred to hear because she has to wear the same clothes every day. So she realizes that now, instead of changing clothes, men now change women. In the old days, he was saying that women would buy so many different clothings to trick men into thinking that they were several different women, a new one each day. She's almost astounded by this because she's gotten so used to not changing her clothes. I think that she feels a little bit of offense. She says, "So now that we don't have different clothes, you merely have different women." He's not happy with his response. She wants to help him to understand that this is not their choice, but they're not doing it for him. It's being done to them. Thank you for listening in. I know it's a short one, but I hope you enjoyed. And hopefully I will see you again next time. Have a great day.